I want to welcome everyone to tonight's presentation of How to Make Money in Any Economic Climate. Thanks for joining us tonight, and thanks for helping us celebrate the release of the new Secret to Attracting Money program. I want to take a minute here and introduce the man of the hour. He's the best-selling author of The Attractor Factor Second Edition, Zero Limits the Key, Life's Missing Instruction Manual, The 7 Law Secrets of Success, and There's a Customer Born Every Minute. He's also the star of several movies, including The Secret, The Compass, The Leap, and Try It on Everything, as well as the author of 3 Nightingale Conant audio programs, including The Power of Outrageous Marketing, the 2008 number one bestseller for Nightingale Conant, The Missing Secret, and his newest program, which is already shattering Nightingale Conant's sales records, The Secret to Attracting Money. I'm talking about the man himself, Dr. Joe Vitale. Welcome, Joe.
Oh, thank you, Peter. What an introduction. Made me lean forward and go, who is this guy?
Well, I could have probably kept going on and on, but I figured I'll just stop right there.
Thank you very much. I'm excited to be here. Let's rock and roll.
Excellent. I'm glad you said that. I want to put the car in drive, and I want to rev the engine and hit the gas, hit the floor running here.
Okay.
I want to talk a little bit about the new program, and I want to talk about the economy and how it's affecting different people. Joe, do you see any spiritual meaning to what we see happening to the global economy? Is something bigger going on than we understand?
Ooh, you fed me the most delicious question I can imagine. I absolutely do feel that there is a spiritual renaissance going on, a spiritual awakening going on. When people look out and they see the doom and gloom, they don't realize that it's there because it's shaking us up to do something different. The ways we've been behaving in the past, the greed, the worry, the fear that we've experienced in our lives, it has to be transcended. I keep telling people life is a process of awakening, and what the economy is doing, what the world is doing right now, is shaking us to awaken us. This is actually a good thing. There's actually a new economy being born. There's a new spirituality being awakened. And people are beginning to say, what I've tried before hasn't worked. Maybe I need to turn within. Maybe I need to connect to my source. Maybe I need to start listening to my intuition, my gut, my connection to the divine, if you will. So I think, yeah, there's something much bigger going on, and you're not going to hear about it from the mainstream news, because the mainstream news is all about reporting on the doom and gloom. Even if they can't find it, they'll find a way to invent it or to give you a spin on it to make you feel bad. So you're not going to hear about the spiritual awakening from them, but you will hear about it from me.
Interesting. In your previous program, The Awakening Course, you talk about something called the temporary state of victimhood. And right now with everything going on, would you say that people are victims of the banking system, floundering insurance companies, and other Wall Street bigwigs who built this crumbling financial roller coaster? How do you see that?
Interesting, because you're still at choice. The vast majority of people who are experiencing some sort of whiplash from whatever the banking and the economy is doing probably feels like a victim. But that's a choice. You don't have to feel like a victim. You can actually feel empowered and look at it as an opportunity. I'll give you a quick example. I came back from Los Angeles just the other day, and I was on the flight. I was in first class. The person beside me is in first class, and he was talking nonstop. I wanted to take a nap, but he had a lot to say. And he was talking about he had lost a lot of his wealth because of the banking decisions and the economy and so forth, and stocks going up or mostly down. And then he laughed and he says, but I know most of that was on paper anyway, and it doesn't really matter. And so he didn't perceive himself as a victim. Yet I have heard, if you watch the mainstream media, that there are a lot of people who say, oh my God, my life is over because I lost my stocks or my retirement savings is gone. This is a choice. This is something you can do with your perception. You can look at whatever is going on in your life and go, I am a victim, woe is me, and blame everybody else. Or you can choose door B and say, this is actually good. I get a chance to do something different with my energy, my intention, and my life, and you start to create wealth maybe in a new way. Maybe this was an example of you getting a little too lazy, and I don't mean you personally, Peter, but I mean somebody who was, yes, somebody who is feeling like a victim, might suddenly get stirred into action. Somebody who's been resting on their laurels might suddenly get up and start to do something different. So, yes, they can feel like a victim, but it's a choice. They don't have to.
So then what would you recommend is the first thing somebody should do if they've been laid off, fired, or downsized? From what I'm hearing you talk about, there's almost like a entrepreneurial dawning coming out there, like this new day of the entrepreneur. What do you think people should do if this happens to them?
Celebrate.
Throw
a party. I remember there was a movie years ago. It might have been The Jazz Singer with Neil Diamond, and it seemed like, I forget what happened, it seemed like everybody lost their job, and one of the guys in the band says, "What do we do?" And the other one says, "Throw a party." It was like, that was actually the most brilliant thing to do. Why wallow in self-pity? Why go and feel bad or lick your wounds? If you do need to feel a little bit down for a couple minutes, go ahead. Let that be a healing process. But then celebrate, because it means there's a new opening. There's a new beginning. There's a new door there. There's a new window there. There's something for you to do that's different from what you've been doing in the past. Well, look at me. When I was laid off from a major oil company way back in the early 80s, I was laid off. I was laid off, and I went home thinking, okay, this means I'm going to collect unemployment, and I don't know what's going to happen afterwards. But I looked at it as an opportunity, because secretly I had been wanting to write more and speak more and appear in public more. This gave me the opportunity to do it. That didn't mean I went and thanked the oil company, because my mindset wasn't there enough to appreciate what they had given me. They had given me an opportunity to have a whole new life. Now look at where I'm at now. Had I not been laid off back in the early 80s, I may not be where I am today with that long list of successes that you read in the introduction, or appearing in all these different movies, or appearing on Larry King or Donny Deutsch, or this, that, and the other. None of this would be happening. I wouldn't have a new course called The Secret to Attracting Money that's out today. None of this would have happened had I stayed employed with that oil company. So I'm suggesting that if somebody was just laid off, well, doggone it, go and celebrate, because it means you're in for something truly wonderful, and it's up to you to participate in that process and to look for the good in it. That's what it's all about right there. This is actually something good.
It's interesting, too, because I just heard a statistic recently that said 95% of people hate their job anyway, but yet when they lose it, they get all freaked out about it. It's really, it must be almost like an internal enigma for people, just an incongruency that wears on them day after day after day.
What a beautiful, I love that you just quoted that statistic. People are complaining about losing their jobs, but when they have their jobs, they complain about their jobs. And maybe that's where we want to look, is that the vast majority of people are just plain unhappy. And the fact that they're being shaken up by a job loss or stocks being reduced to nothing or problems with their banking account could actually be seen as the most wonderful thing, the most needed thing, a kind of tough love approach for them to open their heart and do something different. Maybe it's time for them to quit complaining and to start creating. Maybe it's time for them to get out of their chair and get out of their rut and to start reaching for the stars. So for me, they don't like their job anyway. If they just got laid off, well, God, that's wonderful.
You know, that's the perfect segue into this next question I had for you. In your new movie, The Compass, you tell the story of the pencil, which I heard, by the way, you got a standing ovation from Hollywood celebrities and critics at the premiere. So congratulations.
Thank you.
I just want to know, can you tell the story of the pencil and how that ties to people reinventing themselves during these crazy times?
Yeah, I'd love to. First of all, I want everybody to see the movie The Compass. They can read about it or see a trailer at thecompass.tv. It's going to be the next secret that comes out, and I'm fortunate to be in it, and I've got a nice little role in there, and I do tell this story about the pencil. Now, why is the pencil relevant? Well, I think the number one most life-transforming thing anybody can do, especially if they're feeling like they are vulnerable or they are a victim or they just lost their job or they're not sure about where the money's coming from or they're worried about the economy, whatever it happens to be, the one thing they can do that transforms everything, and at first they're going to disbelieve me, but that is feel grateful. It's almost like celebrating. This means feel grateful. Feel grateful for your life, for this moment, for whatever you have in your world at this point, for your house, for this call, for this interview, for anything. Feel grateful for it. And I tell the story of the pencil because that was my opening to learning how to be grateful. Way back 30-some years ago or over that, I was homeless and then I was in poverty for a very long time, but I was working on myself. I was reading the books. I was going to the library, and thank God for the public library. Everything's free there. The wisdom of the universe is free. And I'm reading personal development material and philosophy, and I kept running into the method of gratitude. All these books kept telling me, when you feel grateful, you feel happy. When you feel grateful, you're in the moment, which is where you really need to be. That's where the point of power is. When you feel grateful, you have more clarity about what you want to do in the future. And from a law of attraction standpoint, when you feel grateful, you send out this vibe to attract more things you'll feel grateful for. So I kept hearing about it. But Peter, that didn't mean I bought it. I was skeptical. I kept thinking, you know, I'll be grateful when I get the job, when my book is published, when I've got some articles paying me, when I have the romance or the house or the car or the wealth, when. When it comes, I'll be grateful then. So I was very stubborn. And I remember one day thinking, okay, I'll try this gratitude gig. And I picked up a pencil. It was the only thing in my belongings and in my room and near me that I thought I can begin to feel grateful for. I picked up the pencil and I looked at it, and I was looking at the pointed leaded edge of a number two pencil, and I said, okay, with this pencil I can write anything from, oh, I guess a grocery list to a suicide note to the great American novel to, you know, poetry or whatever. I could write some things with it. And as I started thinking about it, I actually started to shift inside myself thinking, wow, this twig, this piece of wood with this piece of lead at the end of it is actually magical. I can move my life with this pencil. I can write affirmations. I can write intentions. I can write objectives. I can write goals. I can write vision statements. I can write a tremendous amount of things with this silly little inexpensive, if not free, number two pencil. And so I started to shift my energy. I started to truly feel grateful and thought, man, whoever invented the pencil was a genius. Then I turned it over and I thought, oh, wow, look, there's an eraser. There's an eraser. There's a piece of rubber that somebody was inventive enough to stick on the end of this twig. And if you write the suicide note and you change your mind, well, erase it. If you write the grocery list and you change your mind, erase some of the things off of it. If you write the poem and you don't like some of the words, erase them. And I truly began to feel grateful for this pencil. So I tell this story in the movie The Compass, but I don't end it there. I pause and I say, okay, today I got a luxurious lifestyle. I have a guitar collection. I have a car collection. I live on a country estate. And almost every night I get in the hot tub and I look under the Texas sky. I look up at the Texas stars and I say, thank you. Thank you for my life. And I'm genuinely grateful. I really move into this almost teary-eyed experience of gratitude for everything in my life. And that's possible now, because I began the experience of gratitude with a pencil 30 years ago.
I heard you say, within that answer, you talked about going to the library. And
yes.
It sounded like you were studying books, studying personal development, business, marketing, learning how to be a better writer. And I know in the new program, The Secret to Attracting Money, you talk about the concept of making wealth a study. And I'm just curious, if people are laid off, downsized, right-sized, whatever you want to call it, fired, would you recommend that they take a little bit of their time every day, go to the library and maybe read up a little bit on a new subject, study money? What would you recommend?
Well, I definitely believe in self-improvement and continuous education. One of the reasons that I now have 3 audio programs with Nightingale Conant, the famous company that has been producing cassettes and CDs and inspiring and informative and educational material since the 60s, is because I studied their material when I was broke, when I was homeless, when I was in poverty, and when I was working. I remember when I lived in Houston and I was driving 37 miles back and forth to go to this job that I, like a lot of people, I hated. And I would listen to Nightingale Conant programs. I was feeding my brain new programming. So I clearly believe that we all need to do that. And if somebody's truly broke, that's why we have libraries. The libraries are such an amazing, if not miraculous, gift to everybody in this country. I mean, you just walk in, you look at the magazines, you look at the books, you look at the movies, the CDs, everything there, and you can withdraw it for nothing. It is the most wonderful service in the world. So I say yes, people should be doing the reading, they should be doing the education on an ongoing basis. I do this today. Right now I'm in my office, I'm surrounded by thousands of books. I probably got 20 at my feet that I want to read. I've got some new audio programs that I want to listen to, some fresh from Nightingale Conant. There's this ongoing stretching within myself that I think is one of the keys to attracting money. It's one of the keys to ongoing success. It's this relentless pursuit of your own extension, of your own well-being, of your own education. And yes, there's all kind of wonderful books. The Magic of Believing changed my life. The Book of Est changed my life. The Dynamic Laws of Prosperity changed my life. There's a whole series of books and CDs that I recommend in my new program, The Secret to Attracting Money. So making a study of wealth is one of the secrets, and you can do it for free just by going to the library.
It's interesting. Just this morning, I was going through my bookshelves, and I have four bookshelves that are nothing but Joe Vitale books, tapes, CDs. I think I have everything you've ever put out, and I've got a question for you. I tried very diligently to find the material that you would have in a program like The Secrets to Attracting Money in your books and in your DVDs, and you didn't seem to ever really put anything out that was all about your spiritual, business, and marketing techniques in one place. And I'm just curious, have you done anything like The Secret to Attracting Money ever?
Well, what a great question. No, not ever. The Secret to Attracting Money is fresh material. It is new material. In fact, it's leading-edge material because I keep growing, I keep learning, I keep discovering, I keep being a pioneer for my own life and for others. And so what I've learned since the last programs have been made or the last books have been written goes beyond everything I've ever done before. The book, The Attractor Factor, probably comes closest to giving you a tiny drop, maybe 1%, of what's in The Secret to Attracting Money. Because
that's about attracting all different things, whereas this
absolutely
is taking that and saying, here's exactly how you would apply the five steps to money, not relationships necessarily or anything else, but money, cold, hard cash money.
Yeah, The Secret to Attracting Money is only focused on money, and I go way beyond the five steps. In fact, the five steps that are in The Attractor Factor take up maybe 10 minutes in a giant program that has six CDs, a guidebook, a DVD, two bonus CDs. There is a wealth, no pun intended, of material in The Secret to Attracting Money. And the important thing to remember is that this program is the first ever of its kind by me or anybody that is a spiritual and practical approach to attracting money. This is covering both sides of the coin. I say the spiritual and the material are two sides of the same coin anyway. There's no separation, but a lot of people in their products that come out, they take one view or other. They either come from a marketing and entrepreneurial side, or they come from a spiritual side. I am the guy who's blended both, and I don't mean to be sounding like I'm bragging, but I've called myself a spiritual marketer for the last 10 or 15 years, and the first edition of The Attractor Factor was called Spiritual Marketing. So The Secret to Attracting Money is the first ever program to blend a balanced spiritual with material, with a marketing side to attracting money. You put both of those together, and good Lord, you've just turned on the afterburners to attract money into your life at warp speed. And I talk about how to remove all the blocks, all the limitations, how to clear everything that might be blocking you from attracting money. Because here's the thing, Peter. When you have money in your life, you're able to help yourself and everybody around you, which is one of the most powerful reasons to want to have money. It's not just about buying toys for yourself. It's about making a difference in your family's life, your friend's life, your community's life. I've even done things like started Operation Yes, which is my movement to end foreclosures and stop homelessness in this country. I'm able to do it because I'm attracting money into my life at such an overflowing field that I don't have to worry about just taking care of me. Now I can go out there and set intentions for making a difference in the planet. So I'm going on and on because I'm so excited. We're releasing this program. It's my third Nightingale Conant program. It is very in-depth, but yes, it is the only thing I've ever done of its kind. Surely because it's me, I'll repeat a little bit that's from other material, but The Secret to Attracting Money is rifle shot targeted on you attracting money.
Excellent. I want to ask you something, and maybe this is a two-part question, and I certainly don't want to keep you because I know that this question could probably be something that would take an hour to go through, but I'm just curious, how can the listeners get past the rumors and worries they have about money? I mean, people right now are literally paralyzed from taking action, and I'm just curious, does this become like a vicious perpetuating circle of trouble from a law of attraction perspective?
Boy, you really answered your own question because that's really what's going on. When people get locked into fear, they lock down everything within them, including their own attractor powers, their own ability to attract anything, including money, because fear shuts them down. They start to think negative. They start to take less actions. They start to worry more. Everything becomes a dark cloud. They don't see opportunities, or if they do, they don't take any action to make the opportunities happen. And they end up actually fulfilling the very thing they fear. They fear not having more money, but because they've closed down all their opportunities and all their energy flow, they're not going to have more money. And because of their focus is on lack, they're going to end up losing what they have. This is a very important eye-opening concept. If you want to really transcend what's going on in the economy right now, one of the first things to do is turn off the mainstream media. And I mean this in the most literal sense. I just gave our second Attract Wealth seminar in Austin a few weeks ago or a month ago, and a friend of mine who is a realtor from San Antonio came up, and I gave her a hug, hadn't seen her in a while, and I asked how it was going, how's her business, because she's in the real estate market, and most people would think nothing's happening there. It's all doom and gloom and starvation. And she said, oh, it's great. I just closed some million-dollar homes and this multimillion-dollar building and this, that, and the other. And she was radiant. She was just going on with all this success, all this money she's attracted. And I said, well, what do you owe your success to? Because a lot of other realtors aren't doing so well. She said, the number one thing I've done is turned off the television. I don't watch the mainstream news. Now, this is really important to grasp. I was trained as a journalist, Peter, at Kent State University in the 70s. Most people don't know that, but that's what I was first trained for, is to be a journalist. As a journalist, we were taught to find the news. But what is our definition of the news? It's anything that others would call bad. Anything that makes you feel uncomfortable, makes you feel scared, makes you feel lousy, makes you feel low, makes you feel bad, they considered it the news.
Which is why every time you turn on the news, what's the first thing you hear about? Murders, scandal, war.
And if there wasn't, a murder, scandal, or war or anything in your local area, they go find one in another area and report on it. You might be living in a little country area, much like I do in Texas, but they couldn't find anything that went bad that night over here, so they report on what went on in Chicago, because that's how they find news. Now, I'm telling you this because life is a process of awakening. I keep saying that because that's what this is all about. As you elevate your awareness and you realize, oh, the media's job is to find the news is considered bad, they're skilled at getting it into my head. If I let it into my head and I listen to it, I will come from fear. I will then not do the things that will attract money into my life. I will then not take the actions that help me out. And the next thing you know, I'll become one of those people that's reported on by the news. I will live out the very thing I fear. So I tell people, turn off the mainstream news. Replace it with some of the better shows that are on television. Replace it with better movies. Replace it with things like watch The Secret again. Watch the movie The Compass. Watch the movie Leap. Watch the movie Try It On Everything. There's a whole movement of new movies that have a more spiritual, higher vibe to them that are the kind of thing you want to watch. Listen to the audio programs that are out there that nurture you, like I did back in the 80s when I was driving back and forth in Houston. Listen to my new program, The Secret to Attracting Money. The whole point here is to feed your brain with the positive material, because then and only then you'll start to feel better, you'll start to feel happier, you'll start to feel more relaxed, your energy will flow through you, you'll see with more clarity your opportunities, you'll be able to take action on those opportunities, and when you do, money will come to you because you won't be blocking it.
Excellent. Joe, as we're sitting here, I actually have the Dr. Joe Vitale Network, the Facebook network, on my computer. And I just got an email from a guy named Mateo, and it ties into this program, and I wanted to ask you this question. He says, I was just laid off from my job and need immediate income. Will the secret to attracting money teach me how to market a product or service on the Internet? Great question.
Yeah, and the answer is yes. In fact, it's going to have help on two levels. The secret to attracting money, first of all, when somebody needs money right away, they go into desperation and they go into panic. And what I say and teach in the Secret to Attracting Money program is that they got to take the edge off. What they have to do is take a deep breath, realize they're okay, they're going to survive, that they're not being nailed in a coffin alive, that things are going to be changing for them any minute now. They've got to get back to trust. They've got to come from their heart and realize, okay, I'm going to be okay. I may have just lost my job. I may have to come up with some money, but there's always a way. There is always a way. That's one of my mantras. There is always a way. So that's the first thing that I would say is comfort yourself. Replace the negative self-talk with positive self-talk. And then the second thing is, yes, in The Secret to Attracting Money, I teach people how to come up with a product in virtually a day. I really believe that more people have to take on the entrepreneurial mindset. And that might be an extension of the spiritual awakening that's going on in the world right now, because it makes you rely on yourself. It makes you rely on your own inner powers. It makes you rely on your own strength. It makes you rely on your own abilities to do things, even at times when you didn't think they were possible, but you have it within you as potential. So I'm always encouraging people to look at the gold in their own backyard. I mean, people have heard this for decades, if not centuries, but I have found that your treasure is right inside of yourself, and your wealth is usually right behind the very thing you're afraid of doing. So in my program, The Secret to Attracting Money, I address all of this. I even walk them through step by step how to find and create a product, and then how to put it online, and then how to market it. As far as I know, there's never been a spiritual, practical program that has this much meat in it, because the secret to attracting money goes way beyond the law of attraction. The law of attraction is just like the surface-level introduction to how to create your own life. I talk about things like the law of right action. Almost never, and nobody talks about the law of right action. I do, because I know it's an essential part of attracting money or achieving anything in your life. So in this program, I do answer his question, and I do walk him through it by a paint-by-the-numbers approach. So at the end of the program, he's got a product, and he should have it online, and he should be making money. It can happen that quick.
I remember some months ago, I was sitting in your kitchen back in the Vitale Estate there in Wimberley, and I remember you walked me through the process of how to create an e-book, market it, and sell it online. And it worked for me. I made thousands of dollars, just like you told me. And I don't want you to give anything away, but do you talk about that process and the secret to attracting money? That's powerful if you do. I don't know if that was included or not.
Absolutely, it's included. It's in one of the later sessions in there where I talk more about creating a product and about marketing it. And I want to pause right here because some people might roll their eyes and go, oh, no, I got to market my product, and they don't like marketing. And I want to assure you that in the secret to attracting money, I reveal, define, and explain my new definition of marketing. Because marketing for me is all about love. It's all about love. It's about your love for your product or service and about you getting it to the people who will love it when they receive it. When you have that kind of a match, you have a win-win-win, which is my ultimate philosophy in doing business. I want a win-win-win. I want everybody happy. And this is all about heart. This is all about love. So, yes, I walk people through how to come up with their own e-book, even when they might begin this whole thing, this whole process and the whole Secret to Attracting Money course, without a clue. They don't know where to begin. They don't have any idea. In fact, they might even be skeptical and go, I don't have a book in me. I don't have a digital product in me. And even if I did, I don't know how to put up a website or send out an email or to get a list or make a list or build a list. I cover all that, Peter. In The Secret to Attracting Money, I do it step by step. And there's a guidebook in it to walk people through how to do it in a fill-in-the-blank format. So I don't know how to make it any easier, but there it is, as simple as on a kindergarten level as I can make it. The Secret to Attracting Money is genuinely designed to help people remove their inner blocks, establish their own entrepreneurial mindset, and create or find a product and sell it. But that's only part of it. There's a whole lot more in The Secret to Attracting Money that will help them attract money in ways that I can't even imagine, because they'll be different for every person who listens to the program.
So you have all the steps in you taught me, basically everything from I don't have an idea and I want to walk through these steps to figure out what it is I want to market. Here are the ways to put the ebook out, write it, get it from the public domain, however you want to do that, all the websites you need to set everything up, merchant accounts, all that stuff. It's all in here.
It's all in there. And what you're talking about is like 10% of the program, because you got to remember that the first foundation, the first third or so of the program, is all about removing the limiting beliefs that people have about money that they're not even aware of. And I think this is crucial. Before I teach them how to create a product or do business online or think like an entrepreneur, I need to be sure they're okay with receiving money. A lot of people have bad attitudes towards money, rich people, wealthy, or even deservingness for themselves. They're not even aware of it. And I tell people, look, if you don't have money in your life, it's probably because on an unconscious level you don't want it. And it seems bizarre, but you got to take care of the unconscious. Your unconscious mind might harbor beliefs like money's bad, money's evil, rich people are corrupt, if I have a lot of money, it'll just taint me. You've got to remove all of that, because money is really neutral. And when you realize it's just neutral, it's paper and coin and we all give it meaning, then you're freeing yourself to attract it. And from there, I can start to move into a more practical reality of how to create digital products and sell them online as one way to bring in passive income.
So basically, in a sense, you're almost saying you're not going to build a skyscraper on wet sand. You have to have a solid foundation. And the first half of this program builds the foundation so you could start building that skyscraper taller and taller and taller, give you more business ideas, and you could start building that empire on this foundation.
That is well said.
You have both pieces in here.
That's right. That's why it's a spiritual and practical approach to attracting money. And I got to point out that what you just said is absolutely right on. It's actually brilliant. I interviewed Bruce Musick a while back. He's a guy who is a disciple, I guess, of Roger Hamilton, who wrote a book called Your Life, Your Legacy. And both Bruce and Roger have said that wealth is what you have left after you've lost all your money. Wealth is what you have left after you've lost all your money. And the meaning is your wealth is your foundation. Your wealth is you. Your wealth is your belief system, your resources, your network, your skills, all of the things that you might be taking for granted. And so The Secret to Attracting Money helps you understand, realize, accept, and acknowledge your wealth. Once you understand your inner wealth and take care of the beliefs that you have within yourself, now you're in a better place to truly attract money. So again, I know it sounds like a shameless thing to say, but I am truly proud of The Secret to Attracting Money. I wanted to be a Nightingale Conant for 20-some years. I now have three programs with them. Two of them have been bestsellers. The first one's been a business bestseller for over 10 years, The Power of Outrageous Marketing. And the second one, The Missing Secret, is their number one bestseller for the entire 2008 year. And now The Secret to Attracting Money is out. I am so proud and so excited that I am the messenger being able to deliver this to the people who are suffering. I don't want them to be victims. I want them to be empowered. I want them to have the lives that they've always wanted. I want them to live their dreams. And I'm getting to provide that means to them. So I'm really excited, Peter. I just can't say it enough. The Secret to Attracting Money, probably the best thing I've ever created in my life, the most recent thing, the most up-to-date, most advanced, and here it is, available now.
You know, I want to go back to a concept that you taught me one day while we were driving in the car to Nightingale Conant. When you were taping this program, you talked about a concept called prosperous purchasing, and it almost flies in the face of what's going on right now in the world where people are, I guess we'd call it maybe poverty purchasing. And I know you put it in this program, but you weren't going to, and you got excited, and we ended up putting this in here, and I'm just curious, prosperous purchasing, Can you tell the listeners exactly what that is? I thought that was very powerful, and maybe you could even tie the Rolls-Royce Phantom story into that.
Well, there's a couple things going on here. The first is we want to acknowledge that inspiration and intuition have a whole lot to do with attracting money. I was with you in that car. We were driving over to the studio at Nightingale Conant to actually record The Secret to Attracting Money. And on the way, you and I were talking, and I got this idea about the purchasing. And I realized that too many people are stingy. They close down. They don't want to spend their money. Even when they have it, they don't want to spend it on things that would make them feel good because of scarcity, because of fear. And when people lock themselves down because of fear or lack or scarcity, concern for tomorrow, concern about their money, worried that the money they have in their pocket or in their bank is the last they'll ever have in their life, they actually block the flow of money coming into their lives. How do they block it? Because they're saying, I don't have enough. I believe there's not enough in the world. I better hold on to what I have. Well, with that belief, they're actually creating that reality. They're actually perpetuating it. They're not going to have more money because they already believe they don't have enough money. And I thought, I need to come out and remind people that when you have the money and you know that what you want to buy has good feeling to it, you should go ahead and do it because, first, you'll feel good about it. The product's going to make you feel good about it. But more deeply and secondary here is that it actually gives you the confirmation that you have enough, that there's abundance in the world, and more money will be coming to you. And so that was the principle, and I kept thinking, you know, I need to talk about this. This is something nobody ever talks about, if ever even occurs to them to think about. So we nicknamed it, you and I brainstormed that name about prosperous purchasing, and it ties into everything, including when I was in San Diego for the Miracles Weekend a few months ago, and I was looking at different cars, and it's not any secret. I do like cars, and I have a generally small but valuable car collection. I went to a car dealership, and I found a Rolls-Royce Phantom, and I ended up buying this Rolls-Royce Phantom. And if you don't know what a Rolls-Royce Phantom is, look it up. It is a work of art. It is a handmade masterpiece. It is very expensive. We're talking about around $375,000 for this car. $375,000 for a car. Yes, that's what I said. Now, I'm not encouraging people to go into debt. I'm not encouraging people to spend money they don't have. What I'm trying to encourage people is to say, if you have the money and you have the desire and they're right there and they match and you know you'll feel good if you do it, then do it, because it'll reconfirm abundance for you and it'll help you attract more money. I went and did this. I bought that car. I bought the Rolls-Royce Phantom. Now, almost instantly, I was walking around that car with my friend Mark Ryan, and we're looking at the car and we're looking at the back seat. We thought out loud, that car is so big you can have meetings in it. And then it occurred to me, I just wonder, here's inspiration again, coming through to me, I wonder if anybody would pay to be in the car with me as we rode around and did a mastermind, we did brainstorming, and we went to dinner. It seemed like a wild idea. Whoever thought of this before? And when I got back to Texas and back to my computer, I wrote up an email about a Rolls-Royce Phantom mastermind, and I sent it to my list saying, I'm looking for two people. They can sit in the car with me. They can ride around for about 3 hours, and me and Mark Ryan or whoever would be my driver, we would help them brainstorm on their business. We would totally focus on them. We'd go for a very nice dinner. And I said it would cost you $5,000 per person. I sent out my email, and to my amazement, I sold out of the first Rolls-Royce Mastermind almost instantly. I had to announce a second one, sold it out. Had to announce a third one, sold it out. Had to announce a fourth one, sold it out. I believe we're on our fifth or sixth one coming up, and there's a couple more already sold out going into 2009. Now, that idea, which is obviously a money-making idea for me, $10,000 to ride around for a few hours in an evening, that's all gravy to me. That money-making, money-attracting idea only came after I made a prosperous purchase. That's the point. When I said yes to the opportunity and to the product I did want and I felt good about, and obviously I had the money for it, so I didn't go into debt or anything, I went ahead and bought it. After I did that, another money-making idea came to me.
And didn't you buy it on the day the stock market crashed?
That's a good reminder. I forgot that. I bought that Rolls-Royce Phantom on the day that the stock market had gone down the lowest in points since the Great Depression in 1931 or so.
700 or 800 points or something
yes.
ridiculous like that? And you,
well, you
still
know, you
decided...
When you start attracting money, you do get to this point where you feel empowered, you feel abundant, and you can be immune to what's going on in the economy. You no longer participate. You no longer are a victim. And that's my big goal with everybody who buys The Secret to Attracting Money. I want them to get this program, watch the DVD, work in the guidebook, listen to the CDs, listen to the bonus CDs, absorb all of this, and become a new person. When they are, they live a life of magic and miracles. They live a life of abundance. They live a life of power. They live a life where they can make their lives glorious, but they can help others too. If they want to make a difference in Africa, if they're wealthy, they can do it. The Secret to Attracting Money can help them do all of that.
You know, this ties right into that. This morning I got an email from a young lady named Elisa, and she was a member of your Attract Miracles website, and she had asked if you can clean on money. And I was just curious, in this program, do you have cleaning methods and clearing methods for money, limiting beliefs on money?
Yeah, I absolutely do, and that's a great question. I'm glad that she brought it up. I'm a great believer in clearing. I talk about it a little bit in my book, The Attractor Factor, and I have some techniques for clearing in the program, The Missing Secret. But in this new program, The Secret to Attracting Money, I talk about clearing techniques targeted for the limiting beliefs around money. And here's the great news, Peter. I have a new technique that I've never revealed anywhere else. It's not in any other audio programs. It's not in any of my books.
So they have to get this program to get that.
This is the only way to get it.
It's none of your other books, tapes, DVDs,
nothing.
Home study, nothing. This is
nothing.
It.
I've never even spoken about it before, but
wow.
I've used it. I've used it for myself, and this is in-depth belief surgery. What you're doing is this technique that I describe in The Secret to Attracting Money, and it's spelled out step by step in the guidebook, that actually goes into your unconscious mind to find the beliefs you have about money and erase them and clear them and clean them. So this is the first. It is not in anybody, as far as I know, it's not in anybody else's program. This is something that's proprietary to me, but I'm revealing it in The Secret to Attracting Money. So to answer her question, yes, there's various techniques for clearing in there, but the big powerhouse, the nuclear bomb, is the one that I am revealing for the first time in The Secret to Attracting Money.
Interesting. You and I are probably the only two people on the planet who have copies of the program. It's excellent. Can you just tell the listeners what's in it?
Wow. There is so much in this program. In fact, I'm reaching over to pick it up so I can read some of what's in here, because first of all, there's the six CDs which cover everything from, you know, in the opening, I want people to go into this with a mindset of expectation, and I teach them the what if up game. This is something Mindy Odlin, a friend of mine, taught me, and I teach it to you with full credit to her at the beginning of the program, because I want your mind to be thinking up. I don't want it to be thinking down. I want people to have a positive expectation. But then I go and I start talking about the seven key points about money. I start talking about misperceptions about money. And there's something really valuable in the first CD alone. It's your money attractor assessment. This is a quiz to help find out what your money IQ is. Just taking the money attractor assessment reveals where your blocks are and your limitations. This helps people realize that when they don't have money, or when they do, it's solely because of their thinking. But how are they thinking, and how do you change your thinking? That's all in here. And then in CD number two, I start talking about how to make money in any economic climate. I talk about the seven power principles for a new mindset, for example. I talk about forgiveness. I talk about action. I talk about getting clear. I talk about nebulizing. I talk about five ways to guard yourself against negativity, which is real important if people are still working and they don't like the people they're working with. I talk about karmic marketing. I talk about getting rid of the scarcity mentality. I talk about finding your life mission. A lot of people, Peter, say they don't know what to do with their lives. They still are, you know, 50-some years old, and they're lost. In CD number 2, I talk about how to discover their life mission. In the third CD, I talk about the 9 secrets to attracting money. The 9 secrets to attracting money. And some of these are going to be really surprising to people. All of them are easy. It's just that they never thought of them before. Nobody ever sat down and said, here are the 9 secrets to attract money. I go on and I talk about deservingness. This is a big one because I keep finding out people don't attract money or anything else because deep down inside, they don't love themselves. Deep down inside, they don't feel they deserve it. And so I address this to help them raise their level of deservingness. And I go on and tell real-life examples or stories and stories in here of people who have actually transformed their lives, regular people like the people I want to listen to this program. In CD number 4, I talk about the money myths that are out there. You know, there's myths like you are at the mercy of the global economy. Or another myth is if you prosper, others will suffer. Or another myth is money and power are dangerous. I go through all of these different myths. There's about 7 of them. And then I tell you the truth. I tell you what's true and I tell you what's false so you can wake up to what's real when it comes to money. I go on and I start teaching you how to write your money biography, and I teach you how to rewrite it so you can have a different money biography. This is another thing that I've never talked about anywhere else, Peter. This is new to this program. It's not in any of my other books. It's not in any of my other programs ever. And I go on and I talk about in CD number 5, I talk about shortcuts to attracting the money you want, shortcuts to getting what you really want. When you say you want money or you want happiness or you want a house or a home or a job, I talk about the shortcuts to getting all of that. And then I teach you some things about stress reduction. I teach you how to get unstuck. I teach you the powerful phrases that you can say in your mind that can help you remove any kind of stress that's going on. I also walk you through a exercise to remove the blocks to attracting money. And there's more. I mean, there's CD number 6 even, which is the Money Mastery Seminar. This is the 7 wealth-building innovations. This is where I teach you how to make wealth a study. I give you recommendations for books and audios. I give you my new definition of marketing. But I also tell you things like time management tips. I reveal, I think this is for the first time, how I manage my time. Peter, one of the most important and questions I get all the time is, Joe, how do you get so much done? You're the most prolific and productive author out there. How do you do it all? I explain how I do it. In fact, this might sound funny, but I make a to-do list at night that is done in such a way that when I wake up in the morning, I have less to do than when I went to bed the night before. And so I go on, and then I start getting into the very practical stuff about finding or creating your own product, even a public domain one, which is absolutely free. I talk about 3 ways to get traffic to your website. I talk about how to send out a news release because I'm a great believer in free publicity. I talk about finding your business purpose. I talk about my favorite phrase, my slogan, Ade aliquid dignum, which is 16th century Latin, which means dare something worthy. And, Peter, that's just the 6 CDs. There's still the guidebook. There's the DVD, the live one. And there's 2 bonus CDs that are included in this giant package.
In fact, one of the bonus CDs, I remember you and I taped together, was literally you telling your life story and associating it to the concepts in this program.
Yes, it was titled something like How I Went from Homeless to Multimillionaire or some such.
Okay, well, we've given the listeners quite a bit here. Now for the million-dollar question, where can people get the secret to attracting money? And can you tell them about all the bonuses and everything else lined up for this?
Well, I will say that I'll use your help in talking about the bonuses. The website is at secrettoattractingmoney.com. I believe that's correct, isn't it, Peter?
www.secrettoattractingmoney.com.
Secrettoattractingmoney.com.
Yep.
I would encourage people to just fly over to secrettoattractingmoney.com. Because the program is outlined there, you can see how beautiful the product looks. You can see the 6 CDs, the bonus CDs, the guidebook, the DVD. And there's also some bonuses. There's at least 2 that you get when you go to that website, secrettoattractingmoney.com. And if I remember right, one of them is the 7 Lost Secrets of Success.
And a mystery bonus.
The Seven Law Secrets of Success is my, gosh, that's my book that I wrote in the early 90s that has gone through 19-some printings. One person so loved that book that he bought 19,000 copies of it and gave it to everybody in the company he was working for at the time. That's the same book that somebody had left a copy of it in a hotel room and said, read it and leave it for the next guy. There are so many wonderful, charming stories that go around the Seven Law Secrets of Success. And it's one of the bonuses when people buy The Secret to Attracting Money at the website, secrettoattractingmoney.com. They'll be able to download that one, the free digital version of it that they can read on their computer or whatever they read their digital products on. And there's a second bonus that has never been released before. Is that the one you referred to as a mystery bonus?
Yeah, we're going to keep it the mystery bonus.
The mystery bonus is something that's fresh off the press. It is something that I've never released. I've never sold. I think everybody that wants to attract money and has anything to do with business or marketing or branding is going to want the mystery bonus. And they get that as a freebie, as a digital download, when they go to secrettoattractingmoney.com.
So I'm just going to recap for a minute here. So for the listeners, you get 6 CD sessions. You get 2 bonus CDs, a DVD live, which is a presentation Joe did at his Miracles Weekend, which is phenomenal, and the guidebook, which actually will walk you through each of these exercises and make sure you stay on track. And there's a lot in the guidebook that isn't even in the CD program. So a big bonus just to have that. And I just want to let all the listeners know, too, we have a limited amount of these right now. They have been flying out of the warehouse like crazy, breaking sales records at Nightingale Conan. I didn't order enough yet, so anybody who gets out there now, bonus, or they might have to wait a few days. We're going to get plenty more. But I did want to let everybody know that. Stay patient. If that does happen, there is a high demand for this program. Joe, do you have any closing comments for the listeners? Can you tell people how they can get in touch with you, your website, anything else you want to let people know about?
Well, my main website is simply my name, joevitale.com, or they can go to mrfire.com, www.mrfire.com. But that's not what's really important. I think what's really important is that whatever you're going through right now, whether you have a job, you don't have a job, you have money, you don't have money, you're happy, you're unhappy, you're worried, you're secure, whatever you're going through right now, this is a temporary situation. You can have more, be more, do more, achieve more, and attract more once you know how. And what I've done here is created the first spiritual, practical approach to attracting money. I think it's titled accurately, The Secret to Attracting Money. I think it's so in-depth because it's designed to feed you everything you need to know. So if you don't have a job right now, relax. This is going to help you out, either with a job or with the income that you want coming through a new means or a new avenue. So don't panic. I think that's my big message. Don't be stressed. Find a way to relax. Take a few deep breaths. Realize that life is ongoing. The show isn't over. The game isn't over. The fat lady hasn't sung, so to speak, and that you can still turn this all around. What I'm doing here, my mission in life, is to help you, to inspire you to achieve your dreams, and I've created this program to do that. So I want to reassure everybody, I want to comfort everybody, and I want to inspire and educate everybody. I do want them to get the secret to attracting money. Obviously, I'll make some money when you buy it, but the big reason for you to buy it is to help you. If I can help you have more money, and you spread that around in the world, and other people can have more money, and they spread that around in the world, we can solve the world's problems. We can actually heal the world, and we can bring that spiritual renaissance, that spiritual awakening to earth right now. We can do it together. So I'm just here to say I love you, I am grateful for you, and I say Godspeed to you with everything that you're doing.
Joe, on behalf of the hundreds of listeners out there and myself, I want to thank you for being here tonight.
Thank you. Thank you for everything you've been doing, Peter. It's a great interview, great questions, and always good to talk to you.
Excellent. Thank you. And to all the listeners out there, again, go to www.thesecrettoattractingmoney.com and order the program today while we still have them in stock. Thanks for joining us.